Chassidim are learning Klal Chav Beis, which deals with the Malach Malabein. We're holding in Simon Yud Aleph. So based on what we've been saying, we raised the point about synthetic materials. It would come out practically the following. In a case where you have a woven garment, even made out of a synthetic material, one has to be concerned about the regular issues of Malabein. If a person has a spill on Shabbos on his synthetic cloth, tablecloth, pouring water on it, which is a case of just soaking it, it is going to be usher, because we say shriyosos a kibusoi, even when it comes to synthetic materials, the weave allows it to be considered like a regular material. It holds dirt, and the soaking process alone, even without any rubbing, etc., is going to be usher. So a person has to be careful in case there's a spill of water. Even, let's say, pushing scraping some of the water off, which theoretically is just taking off what's on the surface, but as you spread the water, you're soaking part of the garment, even or the cloth. Even if the cloth is clean, we get involved in the issue of shriyas instead of kibbutz by a clean garment, a clean baggage, a clean cloth. So a person can put something down to absorb the spill. They shouldn't spread it. If the liquor which spilled is something which is dirty, let's say orange juice or something of that sort, you wouldn't have that issue because you're not doing kibbutz, you're doing the opposite. In regards to wine, we had a machlokes where the wine is considered something which is has a din of making it dirty or making it clean. So that's going to be, so a person should clearly avoid that situation because of the machlokes. If a person has a plastic tablecloth on top of their a clear plastic, which is like not a woven, but just a plain plastic, which is there to protect the tablecloth. So in that situation, there's no concept of shriyosos al kibusoi. That is comparable at least to the situation of or that you do not say shriya is considered kibus. So if a person have that situation, a person is allowed to pour water on it, to clean the person has a spill, let's say, of orange juice. He wants to pour some water there to loosen the orange juice and help clean it up. So a person can do that. By or, we said, even though you don't say shriyos zekibusoi, a person does kiskus, if a person would rub it vigorously, there would be a problem of kibus. So what about by this plastic? So this is a discussion amongst the poskim. Some say that plastic is better than leather because the plastic does not absorb at all. Leather does absorb eventually some water, and therefore it is in the realm of the concept of kibus. So then rubbing it is enough to say that it's going to be chayiv, but plastic does even that doesn't happen. So all you do is taking something off of the surface, which is not the malacha of kibus. That's the same way you're allowed to wash your dishes, because they are hard and there's no absorption. You're allowed to wash the tablecloth as well. And some say, no, since it is pliable and since it's soft, so kiskus would apply to it. So Mersha says one should be machmer, that kiskus applies to it. The act of rubbing it vigorously would be a problem. So a person wants to pour water there and then gently loosen the dirt which is there, which is dried, with their finger. One can do so, but to rub vigorously is going to be problematic. Taking a tablecloth which is wet and shaking out the water is going to be usur, even if it's a synthetic cloth. We saw this idea that shaking out, so that which is absorbed, is also a form of kibus, and that's going to be usur. If there's just something on the surface of that woven tablecloth, person has crumbs, etc., shaking that off is not a problem because they're not embedded. That's not a problem. If something would be embedded, a person would shake vigorously in order to remove that which is deeply embedded, it would be a problem. But usually that's not the scenario which a person is talking about. A person shakes it. Even if it's a good shake, but it's not vigorous, that's going to be mutter, because basically all you're doing is removing that which is on the surface, which is not considered a mice of kibus. But in a case where it's wet, a person has to be careful that would be problematic. Have a good day.